Continuing, though, with the coaches show, let's go off into Texas County and visit with the 3-0 Houston Tigers, Coach Eric Sloan. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Gary. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. And congratulations on another nice victory. Man, that's got to feel pretty good.
It does. You know, it's been a long time coming. It's been 2008 since we got off to a 3-0 start. And, you know, I've been on the other end of that, so I know what that side of it feels like. And, you know, it's good, definitely, to be off to a good start to start the year.
Well, and, you know, going to Salem and getting a win, that's even better, right?
Yeah. I mean, you remember back to the Shugart days of when they were just so dominant and they had all the sirens lasted all game long and the 70-0s and things like that. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I think some of our kids figured up it'd been 43 or so years since Houston had won at Salem.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, as a player, that's what I remember. It was just always such a tough place to play in the atmosphere and the sirens and the people just standing on top of you. And I don't know. That's what I remember as a player, just the crazy atmosphere. And, you know, when I was young in my coaching career going, I believe it was first round of playoffs, second round of playoffs, when them and Mountain Grove would hook up when Coach Harry and Coach Wyatt were at Mountain Grove. And, I mean, the crazy atmosphere. It was standing room only all the way around the track. And, I mean, that's what I remember as a young guy and as a player. And it's such a tough place to play. So to go over there and to win, you know, that's pretty cool. When it's over, you kind of look around, just soak it all in because, man, I wasn't even born the last time that Houston won over there. So let's soak it up and enjoy it a little bit.
Well, take us through it. I mean, you guys, you know, kind of took care of business early, but, you know, how did it all get rolling?
You know, the third play of the game, we broke a 50-some-yard touchdown, and it got called back for holding. We've been harping on our receivers a little bit to do a better job blocking in the run game. And, you know, I can't fault the kid. I mean, he was trying like everything and did a good job. But when the ball gets by you, you know, just stop. So shortly thereafter, we were end up able to score again. And I don't know, at halftime it was 20-6 or something along those lines, 26-6, something like that. We did have two touchdowns called back due to penalties. And then, I don't know, for the first time all year, we turned the ball over. I think we had 5 or 6 turnovers. And, you know, if you can turn the ball over and get out with the win, I figure that's probably a pretty good night. And especially if you can turn the ball over like we did and escape with a win, you know. There's no such thing as – I mean, there's ugly wins, but, you know, a win's a win. And we'll take it and we'll move on. So, you know, ugly or not, you know, it shows up as a win in the scorebook. So we'll take it. But, I mean, we had an interception, went off the hands of a receiver, just kind of set it up like a volleyball player, and kid made a nice play run under it. And just things that, you know, fundamentally we've got to get better at.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I mean, ugly, nice, it does not matter. It's a W.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, you can complain – about your performance or whatever, but, you know, I remember saying, man, that's an ugly loss. Like, we just didn't show up. So I remember those days. So I'm gonna soak it all in, and we're going to ugly win, pretty win, whatever, it's a win. We're going to take it.
Yes, a win's a win. Well, tonight it's homecoming. And that's always a special night at Houston. But you've got – kind of your arch rival coming into town, the Kabul Bulldogs.
Yeah, so I mean, through the COVID years, we had to play one home game, and it was homecoming, senior night, and Mighty Might night, and all the nights. So, you know, it's first home game. We're going to knock out homecoming here and try to get that taken care of. You know, I think most coaches are going to say they hate homecoming. There's all sorts of opportunities for distractions, and I don't know. To me, there's just not a good time to have homecoming. But it is what it is, and we'll do that and hopefully try to avoid the distraction and show up and play at 7 o'clock.
Well, you know, the Battle of Texas County, it's always a good one. And, you know, Kabul coming off a loss, you're coming off a win. And you just want to keep that momentum going because, you know, I mean, now here we are. We're headed into week four. And now things start to become a little clearer, don't they? And, the implications of district seating, conference, all that. I mean, things start to come into a little better focus.
Yeah, I do. And like we've talked before, our district is just nasty. And basically, it's outside of Salem and Kabul and Thayer. I mean, that's our district. Everybody left in the conference. And so we're all jockeying to stay up towards the top. And, ultimately, we're going to have to, if you win in advance, you're going to end up playing another SCA school. And it's just going to be a brutal cutthroat experience to get through the whole district seeding. So, just need to try to keep playing well and keep your points up and put yourself in a good position come district time.
Well, yeah, I mean, five of the seven teams in the district in Class 2 are from the SCA. Have you got Donovan and Stratford?
Gross. Just gross.
Yeah.
I hate it. And I mean, I guess that's some people's argument against getting rid of conference play, because most of your conference play, you're trapped in the same district. So you hear that argument too, but, you better be playing your best ball when it matters, because ultimately you're going to see some pretty nasty teams again.
Well, what are you seeing out of Kabul that, that you guys are going to have to prepare for and kind of take us through how you think tonight's game needs to go?
I think it starts at the quarterback position. Trey's a great athlete, probably the best athlete on the field. More times than not on Friday nights, kid runs really well. It's pretty to watch if you're not playing him. He just has a little wiggle to him. He's fast. He makes good decisions. And then, he throws the ball pretty well, pretty strong arm, and he's gonna chuck it up and let his kids go get it. So, I think all eyes need to start there. Then they got the Fleetwood kid, who's a really nice-looking running back. I mean, kind of big, but he can move really well, too. He's fast, and I don't know. He's probably 6 foot and 205. 210, something like that. He can run with some speed, but he'll lower his head and run over you too. I feel like their offensive line seems like some of those kids have been starting for a long time, and probably a couple of them started a little bit the freshman year, and they're junior heavy.
Uh-huh.
The Casper kid plays in the backfield and does a great job defensively. They're stimming and blitzing and doing all sorts of things that, you really struggle to mimic it in practice, just because your JV kids don't move at that pace and they don't have instincts to stunt and blitz just like you're going to see when it matters at 7 o'clock. But, I think they do some really nice things, and for sure they got some athletic jokers that can make plays. We just need to eliminate a lot of big plays.
Absolutely. Everybody, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. You can catch tonight's game right here on your Mountain of Rock Q94. Pregame about 6:45, kickoff 7 o'clock. Coach Sloan, thanks for hanging with us, my man.
Thanks, Gary. We'll talk to you next week.